5. Red Man and Yellow Man. While the story of India is that of Andite conquest and eventual submergence in the older revolutionary peoples, the narrative of Eastern Asia is more properly that of the primary Sangiks, particularly the Red Man and the Yellow Man. These two races largely escaped that admixture with the debased Neanderthal strain which so greatly retarded the Blue Man in Europe, thus preserving the superior potential of the primary Sangic type. While the early Neanderthalers were spread out over the entire breadth of Eurasia, the eastern wing was the more contaminated with debased animal strains. These subhuman types were pushed south by the Fifth Glacier, the same ice sheet which so long blocked Sangic migration into eastern Asia. And when the Red Man moved northeast around the highlands of India, he found northeastern Asia free from these subhuman types. The tribal organization of the red races was formed earlier than that of any other peoples, and they were the first to migrate from the Central Asian focus of the Sangiks. The inferior Neanderthal strains were destroyed or driven off the mainland by the later migrating yellow tribes. But the Red Man had reigned supreme in eastern Asia for almost 100,000 years before the yellow tribes arrived. More than 300,000 years ago, the main body of the yellow race entered China from the south as coastwise migrants. Each millennium they penetrated farther and farther inland, but they did not make contact with their migrating Tibetan brethren until comparatively recent times. Growing population pressure caused the northward-moving yellow race to begin to push into the hunting grounds of the Red Man. This encroachment, coupled with natural racial antagonism, culminated in increasing hostilities, and thus began the crucial struggle for the fertile lands of farther Asia. The story of this age-long contest between the red and yellow races is an epic of Eurasia history. For over 200,000 years, these two superior races waged bitter and unremitting warfare. In the earlier struggles, the red men were generally successful, their raiding parties spreading havoc among the yellow settlements. But the yellow man was an apt pupil in the art of warfare, and he early manifested a marked ability to live peaceably with his compatriots. The Chinese were the first to learn that in union there is strength. The red tribes continued their internecine conflicts, and presently they began to suffer repeated defeats at the aggressive hands of the relentless Chinese, who continued their inexorable march northward. 100,000 years ago, the decimated tribes of the red race were fighting with their backs to the retreating ice of the last glacier, and when the land passage to the west over the Bering Isthmus became passable, these tribes were not slow in forsaking the inhospitable shores of the Asiatic continent. It is 85,000 years since the last of the pure red men departed from Asia, but the long struggle left its genetic imprint upon the victorious yellow race. The northern Chinese peoples, together with the Andonite Siberians, assimilated much of the red stock and were in considerable measure benefited thereby. The North American Indians never came in contact with even the Andite offspring of Adam and Eve, having been dispossessed of their Asiatic homelands some 50,000 years before the coming of Adam. During the age of Andite migrations, the pure red strains were spreading out over North America as nomadic tribes, hunters who practiced agriculture to a small extent. These races and cultural groups remained almost completely isolated from the remainder of the world, from their arrival in the Americas down to the end of the first millennium of the Christian era, when they were discovered by the white races of Europe. Up to that time, the Eskimos were the nearest to white men the northern tribes of red men had ever seen. The red and the yellow races are the only human stocks that ever achieved a high degree of civilization apart from the influences of the Andites. The oldest Amerindian culture was the Anamanalantan center in California, but this had long since vanished by 35,000 B.C. In Mexico, Central America, and in the mountains of South America, the later and more enduring civilizations were founded by a race predominantly red, but containing a considerable admixture of the yellow, orange, and blue. These civilizations were evolutionary products of the Sangiks, notwithstanding that traces of Andite blood reached Peru. Excepting the Eskimos in North America and a few Polynesian Andites in South America, the peoples of the Western Hemisphere had no contact with the rest of the world until the end of the first millennium after Christ. In the original Melchizedek plan for the improvement of the Urantia races, it had been stipulated that 1 million of the pure-line descendants of Adam should go to upstep the red men of the Americas.